Hi, this is Letitia Glenn, owner of Natural Horseman Saddles. We create healthier and happier horses through our unique and adjustable saddle system while empowering riders to self-diagnose and correct saddle fit themselves for the rest of their lives.
Letitia, how did you become interested in creating your own brand of saddles?
I got interested in the awareness that horses, when carrying riders, were not able to move as efficiently, biomechanically, and as happily as when they were traveling naked. And that was pointed out to me by Linda Pirelli, who doesn't make comments lightly. She said, you know, saddles seem to be torture devices more often than not. And I thought what many people I've come to recognize think. I got a little defensive and also self-protective and said, oh, well, that's not a problem for my horse, I'm quite certain, because I've had his back measured in detail by the finest tree makers. I've hauled him over three mountain passes to get him there. All of the justification within my frame of reference that I had made sense to me. And then I started noticing, there's just something about this that fascinated me. I started noticing that indeed horses didn't travel the same when they carried riders. When they tried to set themselves up in a posture that would carry the rider efficiently, just as if you loaded a big heavy backpack on yourself, I could see that they had to adjust themselves. They had to compensate, which horses do anyway, right? They're prey animals who don't want to look wounded. So they may be uncomfortable in the equipment between them and the rider, but they'll adjust themselves to travel just to get through it. And I began to notice this in detail more and more. And I thought, well, all right, we'll just go look for saddles that are the best possible pieces of equipment. And thanks to my connection with the Pirelli Ranch at that time, that always had approximately 100 students studying at any one given time, we had a testing ground of every imaginable breed, every rider and discipline and level of ability. And this just became a fascinating study for me. The long and short of it is, after a couple of years of looking for equipment and just testing anything that seemed to make sense, from treeless saddles to the very finest expensive whatevers, it just became necessary to start playing with the skeletal structure of trees of saddles to see if we could come up with something that would not force the horse to change and move in a less efficient way with a less happy look on his face. So that's how I got interested.
When you think about a rider on a horse and a saddle, is it better to just take the saddle away completely and just be riding bareback?
Well, it sounds like very reasonable thinking, and it's certainly part of the process that we went through in assessing this idea of, can the human body sit on a horse's body and help the horse to move efficiently, and can the two create a harmonious way of going together that isn't detrimental to either one? And the answer, horses told us consistently, was no, really. For a short period of time, bareback is just fine, and it's really helpful to the human to feel the horse's way of going and get in harmony with it. A little bit of bareback riding every week keeps you tuned up in that way, and it's very helpful to your riding, because no matter how good saddle equipment is, a rider who is not balanced and not able to move harmoniously with the horse is not going to be as comfortable to carry as one who is. So bareback riding is good. But after, maybe 15 minutes or something, a horse will start to, depending upon the weight of the rider and the fluidity of the rider, the horse will begin to drop his back just a little bit, because it's focal point pressure. Assuming a good rider, like a good dancer, can be light and more fluid on a horse's back, that would be better than a rider who sits heavily and maybe bounces and just doesn't have the athletic ability to be fluid, to be rhythmic and harmonious. So there's that. There's quality of riders. But it's focal point pressure under your seat bone that is something that the horse can't tolerate for any length of time. Larger horses, of course, better than smaller horses. The weight distribution of the rider helps tremendously, and how that weight is distributed, the shape of the frame that does that is what we discovered matters tremendously. And it's the shape of the frame of the interface to distribute your weight in the broadest possible way that will receive the horses moving back. And this is where what we discovered makes what we ultimately did so different. If you're going to build a saddle that receives a horse's moving body, it's got to be larger and flatter than a saddle that is fit to a horse's standing body. And what saddle makers do, and why it took us so many years and so many prototypes, what saddle makers do is traditionally measure the slope of the shoulder, the curve of the back, the breadth of the horse while it's standing. And from the moment a horse takes a first step, he is a totally different set of shapes, which constantly changes. The shoulders broaden out, not just on the outside, but deep within the horse's body. We discovered that giant scapula bone has huge muscles on the top side and the bottom that draw it back as the horse's leg reaches forward. And when that happens, the chest really should expand horizontally. The back lifts and expands horizontally. And if the saddle doesn't welcome that shape or those shapes, because as I say, it changes step by step. If the saddle doesn't welcome that, the horse is just not going to be as comfortable. He's not going to be able to use himself as efficiently as he can. If you're curious about the quality of your saddle fit for your horse, please take advantage of our free saddle fit evaluation on naturalhorsemansaddles.com. There is no obligation, and we have a team of people who will be excited to help you understand what you need to know about how to make your horse healthier and happier under saddle.